Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem, we continue Kovach Shemayim, Shin number 30. Chavos Chaim says that when the person speaks Lashon Hara, he's me'abed, he loses es me'at ha'toyra she'yesh bi'odoy, the small amount of Torah that a person might have. When he speaks Lashon Hara, he loses that amount of Torah as well. And he gives a mashal of a person who brings a present to a king. Of course, if you're bringing a present to the king, the present is the main thing, but it has to be wrapped very nicely. And imagine if a person brings the wrapping paper that's dirty and it fell in the mud on the way to the king. The king won't appreciate it. In fact, he'll be upset. So too, v'chein hu ha'davar hazeh, kol inyonov shel ha'odom, all the things a person does, ma'asha osa bo'isa yoim, what he did that whole entire day, v'chein diburov, and everything he spoke, hakol oyle lemaylo, everything will go up to Shemayim, alidei habal k'nafayim, through the wings, the one who has the wings. Who's he referring to? We learn that's the Malach. The Malach will bring all of the person's actions and his speech that he spoke that day up to Shemayim, up to Hashem. U'meila muvan, k'she'oilam le'maylo, mi'oyse ha'odom, divri ha'kedusha v'divri ha'tum b'yachad, nidche ha'kol l'chutz. And what happens is, when the Tuma, the Lashon Hara, goes up together with the divrei Torah, with the Divrei Kedusha, all of the good Torah and Maise Toivim that the person did is pushed aside because of the schmutz of the wrapping paper that fell in the mud and the stench. That's all that's there. And he loses the Ma'at Torah, the small amount of Torah that he might have.